Good evening.
晚上好。
Linda and I are very grateful that we can come back and be with you.
我和我姊妹 Linda 非常的感谢主，我们能够在圣徒当中。
This is the third time we've been with you.
这是第三次我们到弟兄姊妹当中。
As our brother Larry said, we had quite a surprise last year with the weather.
我们上一次来的时候呢，我们天气有一点的使我们吃惊。
But yet the Lord was still gracious to us.
但是主仍然是大有恩典。
And we trust the words that we've shared these past 2 years.
我们相信我们上两年所上两次所分享到的。
They've really made an impression in your heart.
是对你们心里有印象。
And we trust the words that we bring this weekend will equally make an impression in your heart.
我们相信呢，这一次呢，神的话仍然可以对我们的心一样的有功效。
Turn with me to two of the most familiar verses in the whole Bible.
我们一起翻到在圣经中我们最熟悉的两处的经节。
Romans 8:28-29.
罗马书第八章二十八、二十九节。
But we do know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to purpose. Because whom he has foreknown, he has also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son, so that he should be the firstborn among many brethren.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。就是按他旨意被召的人，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
And then turn with me to 1 John chapter 3.
我们再翻到约翰一书第三章。
We'll read the first three verses.
第一到第三节。
See what love the Father has given to us that we should be called the children of God.For this reason the world knows us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we children of God, and what we shall be has not yet been manifested. We know that if it is manifested, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is, and everyone that has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure.
你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。世人所以不认识我们，是因未曾认识他。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们就必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。凡像他有这指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。
Let's have one more word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Dear Lord, we come to you alone.
主啊，我们单单的来到你面前。
We say like the Apostle Peter.
我们像彼得所说的。
Thou alone hast the words of eternal life.
你唯有你有永生之道。
Unless you speak to us, we will not be helped.
除非你说话，我们得不到帮助。
Unless you open your word to us in a living way, we will not be changed.
除非你把你的话打开，向我们显现，我们就没有办法被改变。
So we call upon you by your Holy Spirit to speak to us.
我们向你呼求，借着圣灵向我们说话。
To speak to us a living word.
把你的活的话语向我们讲述。
To speak to us a word that can make a difference.
把你的话讲出来，就使得我们得到改变。
And to cause this weekend to be profitable in your sight.
使这个周末能够对你有益处。
Once again, thou hast the words of eternal life.
只有你有永生之道。
Speak, Lord.
主你说。
Thy servant heareth.
仆人静听。
We ask this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们来向奉着主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.Well, my brother, Freedom, asked me some months ago what was my burden.
朱弟兄问起我，几个月之前问我有什么负担。
I prayed about it.
我向主祷告。
And this burden that has been on my heart for about 6 months now continues to be the same burden.
我里面的负担六个月以来一直是这样。
It is conformed to the image of His Son.
就是要磨成神儿子的形象。
Or to put it another way,
或者用另一句话说,
changed into His likeness.
要变成他的容形。
I cannot think of a more important message for Christians in this hour.
对于基督徒来说, 这实在是最重要不过的一个题目。
This is what God is after.
这是神所要求的。
All that He's doing is for one purpose.
他所做的一切都是为了这一个目的。
It's so that we, His people,
使得我们这些属于他的子民
would be conformed
可以能够, 变成, 磨成,
and transformed
被磨成他的,
into the image of His beloved Son.
磨成他儿子的形象。
In one sense, that's all the reason we're still here as believers.
这也是我们作为信徒在这个世上待的原因。
Our brother Lance Lambert said a few years ago,
我们有一个弟兄叫兰佩德弟兄这样讲,
He said this,
他这样几年以前这样讲,
I cannot think of a subject any more important than this.
他说没有一个题目或者主题比这个更重要,
being transformed into the image of God's Son.
就是磨成他儿子的形象。
Brothers and sisters, this is what we need.
弟兄姊妹们, 这是我们所需要的。
The Christian life is not just knowing about the Lord Jesus.
我们基督徒的生命不是只是知道主耶稣而已。
It's not just hearing about the Lord Jesus.
不是听说主耶稣的事。
It's not just being a good person.
不只是要做一个好人。
In the end, the whole of the Christian life can be summed up in this one phrase.
我们基督徒一生的总结就是这样。
Conform to the image of His Son.
就是磨成他儿子的形象。
Now, I don't know how familiar you are with these verses in Romans 8.
我们不知道你对这个罗马书第八章也熟不熟悉。
But I remember when I was first saved.
当我得救开始的时候,
we used to use these verses as some sort of general encouragement.
我们常常用这刚才我们读的呢来作为彼此的勉励。
It didn't matter what people were going through.
不管人有怎样的环境上的,
but we would say to them, don't you know all things work together for good?
我们就会对弟兄姊妹说, 难道你不知道万事互相效力?
It was general encouragement.
这是一个很, 一般的, 勉励。
But dear brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们,
if this is all we see about these verses,
如果这只是我们说, 只是这样说的话,
that is general encouragement.
这是非常一般的勉励。
And if this is all we see about the Christian life, that it is just general encouragement,
若是我们是这样来了解基督徒的生活生命, 那这是一个非常一般的勉励,
then we have missed the very heart of God.
若这样我们就失去了这个事情的, 最重要的。
Let's go back to these verses.
我们再重新来看这两节圣经。
It does say this,
它是这样讲,
but we do know,
但是我们知道,
that reflects back to verse 26.
是反映到我们, 前面的 26节。
We do not know in verse 26.
在第26节说到, 说到我们本不晓得。
In other words, there's some things we don't know.
有些事情我们不知道。
And there's some things we do know.
有些事情我们知道。
These two verses are tied together.
26, 28,
we don't know how to pray as we ought.
我们不知道如何祷告,
because of our weakness.
因为我们的软弱,
but God has given the Holy Spirit,
但是神给了我们圣灵,
that we can pray with groanings that can't even be uttered.
我们可以用说不出的叹息来祷告,
because the Spirit searches the heart. Because He who searches the heart and knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because He intercedes for saints according to God.
因为鉴察人心的, 晓得圣灵的意思, 因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
So this whole thought of the Apostle Paul begins with this phrase, we do not know.
使徒保罗所讲的这些开始是他不知道。
But then when it comes to verse 28,
当他到28节的时候,
it says this.
他这样讲,
we do know.
我们晓得,
now what do we know?
我们知道什么呢?
We are supposed to know this.
我们应该知道,
all things work together for good.
我们应该知道万事都互相效力,
but it doesn't stop there.
但是没有停在这里,
it says all things work together for good to those who love God.
他讲到我们晓得万事都互相效力,
you see, it's just not general encouragement. And secondly, it says, to those who are called according to his purpose.
他又讲,
see, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
behind the all things is a great purpose.
在这万事当中, and
as believers,
作为信徒,
if we don't understand the purpose of God,
若是我们不明白神的旨意,
then we don't understand how all things can work together for good. I hope that's not too elementary for you.
我想这不会太简单对你,
but we tend to make this sort of a general encouragement to people.
我们常常把它用到一个非常一般的勉励,
and God has a very specific thing in view in this verse.
但在这节中, 神有一个非常, 特别的目的,
there's a reason behind everything.
在这, 一切当中有一个目的,
there's a great purpose behind the all things.
在万事的后面有一个旨意,
there's a reason everything happens.
这万事发生的时候, 它都有一个原因在其中,
and for Christians, it's this one single purpose.
这对我们基督徒来说,
there's a huge word that begins in verse 29.
在第29节有一个词,
it says because.
就是因为,
I don't know what it says in Chinese.
Because.
It's because. In Chinese?
中文英文都是,
this is the reason. There's a because.
这里第29节,
in other words, things don't happen just because they happen.
另一句话是讲, 就是事情发生的都是有原因的。
We have a phrase in the West.
我们, 英语世界中有这样一个话,
we say stuff happens.
我们说呢, 事情就发生了。
I don't know if you say that in Chinese.
我们不知道, 是不是中文也有这样的,
but we say stuff happens.
我们说呢,
according to the word of God, stuff just doesn't happen.
但是按照神的话呢, 事情不是偶然发生,
we need to understand this.
我们应该明白这一点,
everything is working together for a single great purpose.
万事都是互相效力,
and he goes on to explain what that great purpose is.
这里面就,
says, because whom he has foreknown,
因为他预先所知道的人,
he is also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son,
就预先定下效法他儿子的模样,
so that he might be the firstborn among many brethren,
使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子,
that is the purpose behind everything.
这就是那个万事后面的原因。
Now can you think of a higher purpose?
你能不能想到一个更高的旨意?
This is the reason.
这就是原因。
Without this purpose, life has no meaning.
若是没有这个原因, 我们就生命没有意义。
Now, Brother Freedom knows I like coffee.
朱弟兄知道我爱喝咖啡。
As a matter of fact, he does his best to keep me in coffee.
他会尽力呢,
he even drinks coffee with me. I'm not sure he really likes coffee.
我不知道他是不是喜欢,
but
喝咖啡,
he's just maybe being a good host.
他也可能是, 为了, 招待我,
but there's this coffee shop in Virginia.
在弗吉尼亚州, 我们有一个这样的咖啡店,
it's called the Daily Grind.
是讲到每天都可以, 有的供应。
Now that's also an expression.
这是一个说法。
The daily grind is life without purpose.
这个每天的这样喝咖啡呢, 也可能没有什么目的。
Nothing to live for.
也没有什么要达到的目的。
No reason behind the all things.
也是说到每天这样过没有目的。
This is the purpose of God.
这是神的旨意。
So, this first burden that is on my heart,
我第一个的负担是这样。
Is conformed to the image of his son.
是效法他儿子的模样。
And I've also called it likeness purposed.
就是讲到磨成神儿子的模样是神的旨意。
Because we have to first of all understand the great purpose behind the all thing.
因为我们首先要明白神的永远的旨意。
This is what the Lord has laid upon my heart.
这是神在我心中所加的负担。
Now, God's purpose has to do with His only Son.
神的旨意是和他的儿子紧紧相连。
His purpose is very specific.
他的目的非常的特别。
His purpose is not so broad in general.
他的目的不是很一般的、泛泛的。
Everything He has done is for His Son.
他所做的一切的事情都是为他的儿子。
As a matter of fact, this phrase that we see in Romans 8:28, all things,
实际上在罗马书第八章第二十八节所说到万事的时候，
you begin to see a number of places in the scripture.
你可以看到在圣经中有多次的出现。
As a matter of fact, Hebrews 1 verse 2 is an example.
希伯来书第一章第二节，
it says he has made him heir of all things.
那讲到神让他的儿子成为万有的继承者。
Another example is in Ephesians chapter 1.
另一处是在以弗所书第一章。
Verse 9 and 10.
第九、第十节。
It tells us here that something has been made known to us.
这里讲到有些事情向我们显明。
You remember Romans 8:28 says, we know.
你知道在罗马书第八章二十八节说我们知道。
We do know.
我们晓得。
And what we do know is right here in Ephesians 1, verse 9 and 10.
我们晓得的就是在以弗所书第一章第十、第九、第十节。
Having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself for the administration of the fullness of times,to head up or to sum up all things in Christ. Notice that phrase, all things in Christ. The things in the heavens and the things upon the earth in Him.
就是第一弗所书第一章第九十节，都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里同归于一。我们要注意到这里讲到，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里同归于一。
That same phrase, all things is used once again.
这个万事的事情又在这里出现。
In Colossians 1:18,
在哥罗西书的第一章第十八节。
And he is the head of the body, the assembly, or the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from among the dead, that he might have first place in all things.
他也是教会全体之首。他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
When you see these phrases in the Bible,
当我们看到这个万事、凡事在圣经中出现的时候，
in your Bible study,
在你的圣经的学习中，
you need to put them together,
你应该把它们都连在一起。
And you need to see the repetition of all things.
你可以看到这个凡事、万事经常重复。
And that begins to unveil what the purpose of God is.
这就向我们显明神旨意是怎样的。
His purpose,
他的目的
has to do with his son.
是与他的儿子紧密相连。
And he has predetermined,
他神定义
that his son would have the first place in all things.
要使他的儿子在凡事上居首位。
But that isn't the end of his purpose.
这不是他这个目的的终结。
We also see this phrase again when it has to do with his people.
Turn to
Ephesians chapter 3.
在以弗所书第三章,
we'll look at 9 and 10.
第九,第十节,
and to enlighten all with the knowledge of what is the administration of the mystery hidden throughout the ages in God, who has created all things, in order that now, to the principalities and authorities in the heavenlies, might be made known through the church the all various wisdom of God.
又使众人都明白这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的，为要借着教会使天上执政的掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧。
His purpose doesn't only include his son.
他的目的不仅包括他的儿子。
But this is an amazing thing.
这是非常稀奇的事情。
His purpose includes his church.
神的目的也包括他的教会。
And what he wants is a people.
他所要的是神的百姓。
That are like him.
是像他的儿子一样的百姓。
That are conformed to his image.
是磨成他儿子形象的百姓。
That is what he's after.
是这是神所要的。
So we see the same phrase, all things.
我们看到这个万事凡事经常出现。
And we see the phrase, might be made known.
我们也看到呢，是要使这件事情可能被神被人知道。
This is God's purpose.
这是神的目的。
It includes his beloved son.
是包括他爱子。
Everything in his son.
在他爱子中的一切,
and it includes his people.
也包括神的儿女。
This is the burden that's on my heart.
这是我心中的负担。
Oh, that we would be like him as we sung.
哦，我们要像他。
Oh, that he would stamp his image in deep, as that hymn says, deep into our heart.
要把在我们的心中深深地做成他的形象。
I can't think of a greater need for God's people.
我没有办法想到神的儿女中有更深的这样的需要。
Okay, now there are a few things we would like to look at tonight.
我们今天晚上会看到几处。
We need to understand certain principles to understand how we are conformed to his image.
我们要了解一些的原则，怎样来磨成神儿子的形象。
The first principle,
第一个原则,
is the divine law.
就是神圣的律。
Now, I don't mean the law of Moses.
不是指的摩西的律法。
Some people think when you say the divine law, you're talking about the law of Moses.
有些人会有这样的印象，说到神圣的律就是摩西的律法。
But there's a much higher law in the scripture than the law of Moses.
但是在圣经中有一个比摩西律法更高的神圣的律。
And let's go back to Genesis 1, and I'll try to tell you what the divine law is.
我们一起翻到创世纪第一章。
But before we do that, let me say something more about being conformed to his image.
在我们做这之前，我再讲一点摩成神儿子形象。
The English word conformed is only used twice in all of the New Testament.
在英文的这个摩成的这个字, 是在圣经中呢只出现了两次。
I don't know if you knew that.
你是不是知道?
Both times it's used in the book of Romans.
两次都是在罗马书中。
First in Romans 8, where we've read.
第一处是在罗马书第八章，我们刚才读过的。
And then in Romans 12.
第二处是在罗马书的第十二章。
Now in Romans 8 verse 29, where it says conform to the image of his son,
在罗马书第八,29节中讲到效法他儿子的模样,
it means jointly formed,
是讲到我们与神的儿子一同,
and it means fashioned like unto,
是讲到我们要和他的儿子的模样相仿。
It doesn't mean any form.
不是指的随便的一个形象。
It doesn't mean you can be fashioned like anything you want.
不是我们要成为一个什么模样就什么模样。
God's purpose is that we be fashioned like unto his son.
神的目的是我们要像他儿子那个模样。
And then look at the second case in Romans 12.
在第二处呢,
The first two verses. Says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the compassions of God, that you would present yourself a living sacrifice. Let me turn to that.
所以弟兄们, 我以神的慈悲劝, 你们将身体献上, 当作活祭。
That you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your intelligent service, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and the acceptable and the perfect will of God.
将身体献上当作活祭是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。So
when we begin to think about this divine law, we need to think about something.
当我们想到神圣的律的时候，我们要想到
the Bible is not complicated.
圣经并不复杂。
Everybody says the Bible is so complicated.
有人说圣经非常复杂。
The Bible only gives us two choices to be conformed to.
圣经只有讲到两个的选择，非常简单。
You can either be conformed to the image of God's Son.
你或者被改变成为神儿子的形象。
Or you can be conformed to this world.
或者你就会被效法这个世界。
There are only two choices.
只有两个选择。
Now I may have told you this story before. I get confused when there are lots of choices.
我经常若是有很多选择，我就会很混淆。
Every time we go to a restaurant and there's this one of these huge menus with hundreds of choices, I never know what to pick to eat.
我有时候到一个餐馆，那个餐馆的那个菜单呢是非常非常多，就使得我非常的混淆。
You would think I could choose by now, being 58 years old.
我现在55岁, 你会想我可以选做最好的选择。
But I often say to Linda, what should I eat?
我经常会对我太太说, 我应该吃什么?
It's too many choices.
太多的选择。
But when it comes to being conformed, brothers and sisters, there are only two choices.
但神讲到要改变的时候，只有两个选择。
Some people say, I'm not going to be conformed to anything.
有些人会说, 我不愿改变成任何的事情。
Lots of Westerners are so proud, they say, I'm going to be my own man.
在西方世界有很多人很骄傲, 他会说, 我愿意做我自己。
Or some people are so stoic, they say that I'm a non-conformist. I'm not going to be conformed to anything.
有些人很固执, 他会说, 我不愿意成为别人。
But when it comes to the Bible, you have only two choices.
但是圣经上讲到只有两个选择。
What will be your choice?
你的选择是什么?
Will you choose to be conformed to the image of God's Son?
你愿意选择磨成神儿子的形象?
Or will your life be wasted and all things will never work to good to that end?
或许你会浪费你的很多资源而没有达到这个目的。
And then you'll be conformed to this world.
你就实际上就是来效法这个世界。
These are our two choices.
这是两个选择。
Now this matter of being conformed also is transformed.
这个的效法或者是磨成也是一个更新的过程。
It's, yes, is that right? That's okay. It's like a butterfly.
像这个蝴蝶一样。
I don't know if they do this anymore.
我不知道现在还有没有这种情况。
But when I was a kid, people used to collect butterflies.
当我是小孩子的时候，有很多人在收集蝴蝶。
And they used to stick them on a board with needles.
他们会把
pins.
会把蝴蝶用针扎在墙上。
And so they would display all of these beautiful butterflies on a board.
他会在这个板子上钉上这些漂亮的蝴蝶。
But what the butterfly goes through
但是蝴蝶所经历的,
is the process that we're to go through to be conformed to his image.
是同样的一个过程，像我们要变成神儿子的形象。
Because of the life that's inside the butterfly,
在蝴蝶的里面有一个生命,
He is transformed into something beautiful and extraordinary. Now, a butterfly doesn't begin that way. As a matter of fact, the butterfly is quite ugly when they begin. I think you've seen some of those ugly crawling things that crawl on trees and make women scream when they see them crawling on the floor.
我们看到在树上有时候一些毛毛虫，有很多的这个姊妹会害怕的，那就是蝴蝶的前身。
Ugly caterpillars
是非常丑陋的这些毛毛虫。
Earthbound
是在地上爬的。
With no beauty
是没有美的。
But then something happens to that butterfly.
但是呢，这个蝴蝶发生了一些事情。
It's called metamorphosis.
这是讲到它的一个蜕变。
That's exactly what the Greek word means, metamorphosis.
这个希腊语就讲到一个蜕变。
The whole image of that butterfly is changed.
它的形象就完全改变。
He's changed from this earthbound, slimy little creature.
它就从这个属地的这样一个 爬虫,
to something that is extraordinarily beautiful and can fly to the heavens.
就变成了一个非常美的可以在空中飞翔的蝴蝶。
That is the thought for Christians.
这就是我们基督徒应该的样子。
We are to be so conformed and so transformed.
我们应该如此的改变。
In the beginning, we're sort of earthbound.
我们开始的时候是属地的。
I hope you're not offended if I say sort of ugly. Of course, I mean it in a spiritual sense.
我说我们大家都很丑陋的时候呢，希望大家不见怪。
But as the divine law works on us,
当这个神圣的律在我们身上做工的时候,
something begins to happen.
有些事情就发生,
and we begin to be transformed and conformed to the image of God's Son.
我们就发生了极大的改变，就变成神儿子的形象。
This is what it means to be conformed.
这就是讲到磨成神儿子的形象。
Now let me try to explain the divine law.
我来解释一下这个神圣的律。
Go to Genesis chapter 1.
我们看到创世纪第一章。
Genesis chapter 1 is the story of creation.
创世纪第一章讲到创造。
I think everybody knows that here.
我们相信每个人都知道。
There's something extraordinary about this story of creation in the Bible.
在圣经中的创世纪是非常的特别。
There are many things that aren't quite well explained.
有很多事情没有办法解释。
As a matter of fact, there's room for quite a bit of interpretation, at least some people think, in the Genesis story.
在创世纪中有很多地方有人认为可以有不同的解释。
You know, we have those folks that think it's just six literal days of creation.
有些人呢觉得是创造的六天是就是像我们的这样的六天。
And that's all it is.
也就是这六天像我们一样。
We have people that believe those days are actually ages.
有些人呢就相信了这个说的六天呢是很长的时间。
And we have people that see a gap between verse 1 and 2.
有些弟兄姊妹呢，觉得从创世纪第一节、第二节之间呢，有一个很大的时间的空间。
That there was some colossal pre-Adamic rebellion that destroyed everything and everything had to be made over again.
就是讲到有很多弟兄姊妹觉得是在亚当被造之前，天上的有一个大的堕落。
Well, that's my view.
这也是我所觉得的。
And I won't try to convince you otherwise.
我不想多说这一点。
The point is this.
但是我的点是在这儿。
These things aren't absolutely clear in Scripture.
在圣经中呢，这些不是非常非常清楚。
But there's one thing in the creation story that's absolutely clear.
但是在创世纪中有一点是非常清楚。
It's stated over and over again.
他说这个创世纪中讲到是一再一而再的说。
And if you don't understand this principle that's stated over and over again, you miss the whole point of the creation story.
若是你没有抓住这一点，你就会 And
it's this little phrase.
就是这样一个,
After its kind.
就是各从其类,
After its kind.
各从其类,
That's the divine law.
这就是神圣的律。
Then you may be saying, Brother, I don't know what you're talking about.
弟兄,我好像不知道你在讲什么。
But let me try to explain.
我来解释。
God begins to create life.
神开始创造生命的时候,
and that life is to reproduce other life.
那个生命就可以再产生生命。
And the whole principle that's stated again and again is this.
整个的这个原则一直在讲的就是,
After its kind.
各从其类。
Life that is just like the original.
就是从生命产生出同样的生命。
Now, if you've missed that in the creation story, I'm afraid you've missed a lot of the creation story.
你要是在创世纪中看不到这一点, 你就失去了很多。
Because that seems to me to be the point that the word is trying to make.
这我觉得是神要告诉我们的一个中心点。
Let's look at a few and I'll see if I can explain better.
我们来看几处。
After the creation of the inanimate things, we begin to see the creation of life.
在创世纪前头讲了这个天地造以后，有讲到生物。
Look at verse 11 and 12.
在第11节到12节。
And God said, Let the earth cause grass to spring up, herb producing seed, fruit trees yielding fruit after their kind. The seed which is in them on the earth, and it was so.
神说地要发生青草和结种子的菜蔬，并结果子的树木，各从其类，种子都包着核，是就这样成了。 And
the earth, this is verse 12, and the earth brought forth grass, herb producing seed after its kind, and trees yielding fruit. Notice this, the seed which is in them after their kind, and God saw it was good.
12节,于是地发生了青草和结种子的菜蔬,各从其类,并结果子的树木,各从其类,果子都包着核,神看着是好的。
So, when we look at botanical life,
我们看到这些植物的时候,
we see one divine law.
这里有一个神圣的律。
All the botanical life that was created had one law that ruled it.
植物,所有创造的植物都有一个律。
And that was that life that was inside that plant.
就是在植物的生命中,
would reproduce life just like it.
这个生命就会产生出同样的生命。
Now, I know some of you may think I'm straining too hard at this.
你可能觉得我有点太强调这一点,
but this is a very important principle.
但是这是一个非常重要的原则。
And this is the principle God opens the creation story with.
这就是神在创世纪中所打开的第一个原则。
This is like in a legal case.
这就像是在辩护。
You know, in a legal case, a lawyer has an opening statement.
在辩护案件的时候呢,
And in that opening statement, the lawyer tries to make his whole case.
在这个开场白的里面，律师要把他的这个点来说清。
And God is saying, "This is my case."
神说这是我的情形。
I am after something that produces life just like itself.
我是造的生命是可以产生同样的生命。
In all of the creation.
在所有的创造中,
and then we see other forms of life. If you look in here, you see marine life and birds in 1 verse 21.
我们也看到除了植物以外也有水里的生物和天空的飞鸟。
And God created the great sea monsters and every living soul that moves with which the waters swarm, and notice the phrase after their kind.
21节，神就造出大鱼和水中所滋生各样有生命的动物，各从其类。
And every winged fowl after its kind.
又造出各样飞鸟，各从其类。
And God saw that it was good.
神看着是好的。
Not only that, we see it with animal life. Look at verse 24.
我们也看到在动物世界中也是如此。
God said, let the earth bring forth living souls after their kind.
24节，神说地要生出活物来，各从其类。
And creeping things and beasts of the earth after their kind.
牲畜、昆虫、野兽各从其类。
And it was so, and God made the beasts of the earth after its kind.
实就这样成了，于是神造出野兽各从其类。
And the cattle after its kind.
牲畜各从其类。
And the creeping thing that creeps upon the earth after its kind.
地上一切昆虫各从其类。
And God saw that it was good.
神看着是好的。
Whether it was botanical life,
不管是植物生命，
or marine or bird life,
或者是水里的空中的生物，
or animal life or creeping things,
或者是牲畜、昆虫、野兽。
All of this life had a single divine law in it.
这所有的生物都有一个同样的神圣的律。
And that single divine law is this.
这个神圣的律就是
to reproduce life just like itself.
就是它的这种生命会产生出同样的生命，各从其类。
I hope you see that.
我希望你们能了解这一点。
It's such an important principle.
这是何等重要的一个原则。
It's the principle the whole Bible is built upon.
这是整个的圣经所建立的一个原则。
Now bring it back to our theme.
我们来到我们的主题。
God has a divine law.
神有一个神圣的律。
And his divine law is this.
他的神圣的律是这样的。
He wants to put in the Christian,
他要把基督徒的里面，
his own life.
他自己的生命。
You can't live the Christian life by your own strength.
你基督徒没有办法靠自己来过出基督徒的生命。
People sometimes say, I know that brother, he's a good Christian.
有些人说 我知道弟兄他是一个很好的弟兄。
And I wonder what they mean by he's a good Christian.
我不知道说是好基督徒是什么意思。
There's only one Christian.
只有一个基督徒。
It's the Lord Jesus himself.
就是主耶稣他自己。
And when we're born again,
当我们重生的时候，
when we're born of the Spirit,
当我们从圣灵重生的时候，
when we're born from above,
当我们从上面
生出来， what happens to you is the life of the Lord Jesus comes in you.
所发生的就是主耶稣基督的生命进到你里面。
When you believe in the Lord Jesus, a transformation happens.
当你信主耶稣基督的时候，就有一个很大的改变。
Life from above.
在天上的生命。
Life from on high.
是在高高在上的生命。
Comes out and comes into your being by the Holy Spirit.
就借着圣灵住进到你的里面。
And this is the divine law.
这就是神圣的律。
It's to reproduce.
就是要带来。
Just like itself.
带来一个生命，像主耶稣基督的生命。
That life won't produce an ostrich.
这个生命不会产生一个鸵鸟。
No Christian will turn into an ostrich.
没有基督徒会变成是鸵鸟。
You know, my granddaughter, or our granddaughter, forgive me, Lily, loves animals.
我的这个外孙女非常喜欢动物。
She's got a special thing for animals.
她非常喜欢动物。
As a matter of fact, the restaurant our brother took us to for lunch, she would have never finished her lunch.
朱弟兄带我去的这个餐馆呢，他若去的话呢，他就不可能结束他的坏事。
All of the stuffed animals all around the room, she would have marveled at the stuffed animals.
他若去的话，他就会看到很多的这些动物玩具，就不会吃饭。
She has a special affection for them.
他非常的喜欢这些动物。
As a matter of fact, there's a funny story about Lily.
有一个非常滑稽的故事。
She was at her aunt's hair salon.
她在她的姑姑的
hair maker, whatever. And it was so chaotic and loud in there. Some lady said, "It's like a zoo in here."
那个剪头发的地方非常的嘈杂，有一个女士就说，就好像是在这个动物园里。
That's the mistake she made.
她在那里就发生了个错误。
Lily said, "Can you take me to the elephants?"
我的这个孙女呢，就对这个女士说，你可不可以带我到动物园？
But no Christian will become an ostrich.
但是没有基督徒会变成是一个鸵鸟。
You won't be transformed into an elephant.
你也不会变成像大象。
As a matter of fact, the rest of this creation story tells us a story about the animals.
在创世纪中我们还没有读到的，也讲到很多动物的故事。
It's not to show us how smart Adam was.
并不是讲到这些动物多么聪明。
You remember the story. God brought all the animals before Adam and said, "Name them."
你记得在创世纪中讲到，神把所有的动物带到亚当面前，让他来命名。
And he named every animal.
那他就把所有的这些动物的名字叫出来。
That's remarkable.
这是非常稀奇的。
But that's not the point of the story.
但这不是圣经讲的这个主要点。The
story concludes in this way.
这个故事是这样结束的。It
says with all the animals.
是所有的这些动物们,
he could not find a helpmate his like.
他没有找到一个配偶可以帮助他。That's
the divine law.
这是一个神圣的律。It's
like life.
是要
It didn't matter how beautiful the animals were. But he couldn't find one that spoke to his heart. Brothers and sisters, we need to understand this principle in creation.
弟兄姊妹，我们应该来了解这个创世纪的这个神圣的律。
Or we'll never understand God's purpose in our life.
那若是我们不明白，我们就没有办法来明白神在我们里面的目的。What
he wants to do is this.
神的目的是这样。He
wants to put his life in you.
他要把他神的生命放在我们里面。And
he wants that very life in you to change you from inside out.
他愿意这个生命从你里面改变。And
in the end, when he sees you,
当我们完全从里面改变到外面的时候,
he'll say, "This is just like me."
最终的时候他会说, 这就是像我一样的生命。
That is the divine law.
这就是神圣的律。
That is likeness purpose.
这就是,
That is being conformed to the image of God's Son.
这是就是磨成神儿子形象，是神的永远的目的。
This was God's plan.
这是神的计划。
All of us know it seems like it failed in the creation story.
但我们都知道在创世纪的故事中，这个没有成功。
But this was God's plan.
但这是神的计划。
There were two trees.
有两棵树。
There was the tree of life.
有一棵是生命树。
And the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
有一棵是知识善恶树。
And he told them. God told them.
神告诉亚当夏娃,
Don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
不要吃知识善恶树的果子。
Because the day you eat of it, you shall surely die.
因为当你吃的日子，你必定死。
Now there's nothing wrong, there's nothing evil about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
那分别善恶的树本身并没有好或坏。
We Christians have made a wrong interpretation of that.
有时候我们基督徒呢会有个错觉。
It's actually a good tree.
分别善恶树是一个好树。
You can know good.
你可以知道好。
And you can know evil.
可以知道坏。
But if all you know is good and evil,
若是你只知道分别善恶,
it will destroy you.
那就会毁灭你。
So God's plan, there was another tree.
神的计划就是有另一棵树,
and it's the tree of life.
就是生命树,
it's his life.
是他的生命,
and so the divine law is this.
这个神圣的律是这样的,
his idea was this man that he created.
他的想法就是他所造的人,
and it says in verse 26, In His image, chapter 1, verse 26, in His image, according to His likeness,
创世纪1章26节说, 神说我们要照着我们的形象, 按照我们的样式造人,
that outward likeness,
这外面有照着形象,
would partake of this tree of life.
又可以来吃到生命树的果子。
And then when they partake of that tree of life,
当他吃到生命树的果子,
the divine life would be within them.
那个神圣的生命就会住在他里面。
And then they would be transformed to His image.
那亚当和夏娃就能够被改变。
Over time, that life would change them, not only on the outside, but from inside out.
若是这个计划行得通, 那是 这个生命就可以从亚当的里面活出来。
Now this is what we need to understand about creation.
那我们要了解的创世纪是这样。
The divine law.
是神圣的律。
Life that produces life just like itself.
生命会产生生命各从其类。
To me that's the whole story.
对我来说这是重要的。
And when you look at the rest of this story,
当我们读后面的其他的故事,
you see one of the greatest prophetic foreshadowings in all of history.
我们就看到一个预表的一个很重要的事情。
After Adam couldn't find an animal to satisfy him,
当亚当找不到动物来和他有交流的时候,
it says God put Adam to sleep.
讲到亚当，神就让亚当沉睡。
And he opened up his side.
他就把他的肋旁打开。
And from his side he took a rib.
就取出一个肋骨。
And from that rib he built a woman.
从这个肋骨就造出一个女人。
And when he brought that woman to man,
当把女人带到亚当面前的时候,
Adam said, "This is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh."
亚当就说, "这是我骨中的骨, 肉中的肉。
My like.
是像我一样。
My counterpart.
是我,
My helpmeet.
是我的帮助。
This is what he is after.
这是他所要的。
This is what happened to our Lord Jesus.
这也是发生在我们主耶稣身上。
This is the greatest foreshadowing, prophetic foreshadowing in the Bible.
这就预表到一个非常大的主耶稣身上的一个很大的预表。
God put his son to sleep on the cross, the sleep of death.
神将他的儿子耶稣基督在十字架上让他沉睡。
And when that Roman spear pierced his side, out came blood and water.
当罗马兵丁用枪扎主耶稣的肋旁的时候，就流出血和水。
We read that in the gospel story.
我们在福音书中读到。
And God uses that blood and water
主神就用到这个水和血
to cleanse His church
是把他的教会洁净
and to purify His church
来使他的教会能够被洗净
and just as He found a bride for Adam
像神给亚当预备了一个配偶
God's great purpose is to find a bride for His son
神的一个 极大的一个目的就是要为他的儿子找到心腹
And in the end
在最终的时候
That church
那个教会
Full of spots and wrinkles
原来是有皱纹和
Will be transformed
这个皱纹和玷污就会改变
And conformed
就会磨成
To the image of his son
他儿子的形象
And he will say in that day
在那天的时候神就会这样说
This is bone of my bone
这是我骨中的骨
And flesh of my flesh
肉中的肉
My like
像我一样
That is the divine law
这就是神圣的律
Well there's a second thing we're going to look at
我们第二件要讲的事情
We need to also see the divine image
我们要看到神的那个形象
God only has one image he's interested in.
神只有一个形象他感兴趣。
Turn to 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4.
在哥林多后书第4章第4节。
In whom the God of this world has blinded the thoughts of the unbelieving so that the radiancy of the glad tidings of the glory of the Christ who is the image of God should not shine forth for them.
不敬之人被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。基督本是神的像，四章四节。
Who is the image of God?
基督本是神的像。
Look at Colossians 1 verse 15.
哥罗西书第一章第十五节。
It says this.
这样讲,
Speaking of the Lord Jesus.
讲到主耶稣基督,
Who is the image of the invisible God, firstborn of all creation?
爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先。
Brothers and sisters, we live in a world of images.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在一个充满偶像和像的世界中。
It used to not be that way.
原先不是这样。
But the images we see in every sphere of life.
但是我们现在看的是在我们生活,
whether it's on TV or in the print or wherever it is, we are bombarded with images.
我们的世界充满了各种的像, 无论是在电视上, 是在, 网络中,
but God has but one image in mind.
但是神只有一个像,
and it's the image of His beloved Son.
就是他儿子的像。
I don't know how many of you remember the story of Philip.
你有没有记得在腓力的身上有个故事?
When he came to the Lord Jesus,
当腓力来到主耶稣面前,
it's in John 14, verse 89.
在约翰福音14章,
Philip says, Lord, show us the Father, and it will suffice us.
腓力就说,主啊,向我们显现父神,我们就心满意足。
Jesus says to him, Am I so long a time with you that thou hast not known me, Philip?
耶稣就说,腓力,我与你这么多的日子,你难道不认识我吗?
He that has seen me has seen the Father, and how sayest thou, Show us the Father?
人看见我就是看见了父,你为什么说向我显现父呢?
There is only one image.
只有一个像。
And that's the image of God's only Son.
就是主耶稣基督是神的独生爱子。
We read in Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3,
在希伯来书第一章的第三节,
that He, speaking of the Lord Jesus, is the effulgence of His glory.
讲到主耶稣基督是神荣耀所发的光辉,
and the expression of His substance.
是神本体的真相。
Now, effulgence is not a word we use every day.
这个所发的光辉呢,
In other words, it's not a common word that we use every day.
这英文的字呢,
I don't say to my dear wife in the morning, you look rather effulgent today.
我不会对我的妻子说,你好像充满了光辉。
But it's a word that means this one fully expresses the nature of a thing.
那这里讲到这个光辉呢，就是讲到他能够完全把神的荣耀彰显出来。
In other words, the Lord Jesus fully expresses the nature of God.
也就是讲到主耶稣基督把神荣耀所发的一切的光辉都表现出来。
This is what effulgent means.
这就是说的光辉。
And it says He is the expression of His substance.
是讲到他是神本体的真相。Now
we use the word expression.
我们经常会讲到这个真相。But
not like it's used in the Bible.
不是,好像不是像这个圣经所讲的。It
means He is the essence.
是讲到他是那个精髓。The
very essence of God.
他是神的精髓。
I think I told you this story before when I was here.
我想我上次给你们大家讲到过。I
think it's quite remarkable.
这是非常的稀奇。So
just pretend I have Alzheimer's and I'll tell it again.
假设我是会健忘的，所以我再讲一遍。But
there was a perfume company that had a remarkable marketing campaign.
在这个香水的一个公司里面，做香水的公司，它有一个非常有效的这样广告。
It was a stroke of genius. They must have all been sitting around the boardroom. And they thought, what should we name our new fragrance?
他们会想到我们这个香味要怎么来命名呢?
And someone said, let's name it essence.
有些人就会讲到这是让我们来叫它是一个精髓。
It's the very essence of what perfume ought to be.
是这个香水的一个
As a matter of fact, it's so brilliant. If you look in the dictionary, one of the definitions of essence is perfume.
这个想法实在是很天才，因为你查这个字典的时候呢，这个英文字 essence 呢，就是讲也讲到有香水。
Our Lord Jesus is the very essence of God.
主耶稣就是神的本体的真相。
He's the divine image.
他是那个。
This is the image we're to be conformed to.
这个形象就是我们要来磨成的。
This is the image we're to be made into.
这就是我们要最后改变成的形象。
Now you begin to understand the law of Moses.
那这现在我们就会明白摩西的律法。
You remember the law of Moses, the Ten Commandments?
你记得摩西有十条诫命。
The first one says, Thou shalt have no other gods besides me.
就是不可有其他的神。
What is the second commandment?
第二个诫命是什么?
What is the second commandment?
第二个诫命是什么?
It says, Thou shalt not make any graven image.
就是不可为自己雕刻偶像。
Of any form.
不管什么形象,
because I am a jealous God. He only has one image. And that is the image of his beloved son. Now, what image really means in the scripture is this.
这个在圣经中讲到像的时候, 它的意思是这样。
Image means a derived likeness.
所产生出来的一个像。
Now remember that. Please remember that. If you forget everything else, remember this definition.
请你记住这一点。
Image is a derived likeness.
是从原来的事情所产生出来的像那个原来的。
It's derived from that one and only image.
是从那个原来的那个唯一的。
It's not a copy.
不是一个样本。
It's not an imitation.
不是一个类似的。
And some people have copies of things.
很多人有的是一个拷贝。
You know, a lot of times an artist will make this nice painting.
有很多的艺术家会做一个画。
It's the original.
是原本的。
But then just to make some more money, he'll do something else.
他为了挣钱, 他会做一些其他的事情。
He'll issue a bunch of copies.
他会把一些这个原像会, 复制。
And the copies have a little number at the bottom.
在那个复制品上也有一些。
You might have number 1424.
这个复制品上会, 有一个数字在上面。
But it's still a copy.
但是不管这个数字大或小,
it's not the original.
不是原版。
What God is after is this.
神所要的是,
that this image he's after
是他所要的这个像,
would be derived from the original.
是从原像, 来延伸出来,
everything about the Christian life
每件对于基督徒,
is to be derived from the Lord Jesus.
都是从耶稣基督而来。
That's the whole Christian life.
这是基督徒生命的原则。
That's what Paul meant in Galatians 2:20.
这就是保罗在加拉太书2章20节所讲的。
He said, I am crucified with Christ.
他讲到我与基督已经同钉十字架。
I no longer live.
现在我不再活着。
But Christ lives in me.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
It was a derived life.
就是我是一个从基督而产生出来的生命。
The problem with Christians today is we're trying to imitate the image.
我们基督徒今天的问题是我们常常要来外面模仿主耶稣。
Can we imitate Christ?
我们没有办法从外面模仿耶稣。
Not a chance.
没有办法。
We need to be conformed to His image.
我们要, 从里面改变,
we need to be transformed.
我们要, 能够, 变化成, 从里面变化成,
we need to derive from Him that image.
像他的样子,
that's the only way. That is the purpose of God.
这是神的目的.
Now let me end with this last point.
我最后来这样总结,
not only is there a divine law,
不仅有神圣的律,
and not only is there a divine image,
不仅有神圣的像,
but there's a divine process.
也有一个神圣的过程.
We like everything instant in this world.
我们常常喜欢事情很快发生.
Computers can't be fast enough for people.
我们常常觉得计算机不够快.
I can't believe it.
我不能相信.
Maybe I'm just a dinosaur.
我或许是一个像恐龙一样的, 老旧的.
But the other day in my engineering office,
在我的这个, 做工, 工程的,
it took a computer about 5 seconds to respond.
有时候呢, 这个电脑呢, 要五秒钟才能够发出声音。
It's like, good grief, this is a slow computer.
我们会讲, 这个计算机太慢了。
When did 5 seconds become slow?
什么时候5秒钟就变成了很慢呢?
It's strange. We want everything instant.
我们现在的需要就是什么事情就马上要来。
But when it comes to being conformed to His image,
当我们谈到要磨成神儿子形象的时候,
it's a divine process.
这是一个神圣的过程。
It takes time.
是要需要时间。
Don't be frustrated.
不要觉得灰心。
All things are working to good.
万事都互相效力,
for those that love God
叫爱神的人得益处,
and are called according to His purpose.
是按照他旨意被召的人,
but it takes time.
但是这是需要时间。
2 Corinthians 3:17 and 18 says that we are transformed from glory to glory.
在哥林多后书, 里面讲到, 我们要荣上加荣。
It never says we are transformed instantaneously.
没有讲到是我们, 马上就变成,
it's a process.
是有个过程。
And at the end of that process, we have 1 John 3:1-3 that we read.
在最后的时候才讲到在约翰一书中讲到那个果效。
We shall be like Him.
我们要像他一样。
Because we shall see Him as He is.
因为必得见他的真体。
That's the end of the process.
这是在最终过程的结束的时候达到的。
Now, I have a few encouraging words for you.
我有几句可以勉励大家的话。
Now, Brother Freedom, I don't think I've gone 90 minutes yet, have I? I don't think I've gone. You told me 90 minutes, no less. That's my law. That's not the divine law, but that's... I don't think I've gone 90 minutes yet, have I? Are we still okay? I have some encouragement for you, because when we think of this matter of being conformed to His image...
我有很多的勉励的话给大家说，当我们说到磨成神儿子形象的时候，
I think we might say this is too difficult.
我们会讲这是不是太难了？
This is too high.
这是不是太高了？
This is too impossible.
这是不是太不可能了？
I can believe in the Lord Jesus.
我可以相信主耶稣。
But to be like the Lord Jesus, can you imagine?
但是像主耶稣那样，我没有办法想象。
I have some encouragement for you.
我有些鼓励你的话。
Just 3 things for you to take home and meditate on.
有3件事情你可以想。
First of all, He has provided everything we need to be conformed to His image.
第一件事情就是神已经把所有我们需要的都供给我们。
He is the one that does the work.
他是那个做工的。
Ephesians 2:10 says this.
以弗所书2:10节这样讲。
For we are His workmanship.
我们原是他的工作,
created in Christ Jesus,
在基督耶稣里造成的,
for works that He has beforehand prepared for us,
为要叫我们行善, 就是神所预备叫我们行的,
that we should walk in them,
就是神所预备叫我们行的。
He is the divine workman.
他就是那个工作。
He is the one doing the work.
他就是做工者。
It's not you doing the work.
不是你在做工,
He's doing the work.
是主耶稣在做工。
Now, if you have a pulse, that ought to encourage you.
这就可以来勉励我们。
Because it's not you that has to do the work.
不是你在做工。
The encouragement goes on from there.
这个勉励就是神在做工。
It says in the book of Philippians,
在腓立比书,
chapter 1, verse 6,
第一章第六节,
having confidence of this very thing, that he who has begun in you a good work will complete it unto Christ's day.
那里讲到就是神所在你里面开始的善功, 祂要, 完全的成就,
Brothers and sisters, that gives me tremendous encouragement. Because not only are we His workmanship, but He says that work that He begins, He will complete it.
并且他讲到他所开始的善功,
this is so unlike me.
这好像不像我。
I do things and sometimes I start things and then I never complete things.
我常常开始一些事情, 但是到最后就不了了之。
Matter of fact, one of my hobbies is home improvements.
我的这个爱好就是要来把我的房子能够整修。
And I have a bad habit.
我有个坏的习惯。
I start a project.
我开始了一个工程。
But I don't finish the project.
但我常常是没有办法完成。
But this is the encouragement.
但是神这样来勉励我们。
He who has begun in you a good work will complete it.
就是说神在你们心里动了善功,
Brothers and sisters, that's tremendous.
弟兄姊妹,
as a matter of fact, when the whole Bible closes, it closes with a word of encouragement.
在整本圣经最后的时候, 它是以这个勉励我们来终结的。
When you look at the book of Revelation, it has four verses that are tremendous.
启示录中有四节是非常的宝贵。
The first one is in chapter 1, verse 8.
基础在第一章第八节。
This is the first word the Lord says about Himself in revealing Himself in Revelation.
在启示录第一处谈到, 祂自己的话。
In the King James Version, it says it this way.
在一个我的版本的圣经中这样讲。
I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord.
主神说我是阿拉法我是俄米伽是昔在今在以后永在的全能。What
encouragement that is.
这是非常的勉励。
Alpha is the first word of the Greek alphabet.
在希腊字母表中
Alpha是第一个字母。 Omega is the last word of the Greek alphabet.
俄米伽是在希腊字母表中最后一个字母。
I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end.
主神说我是阿拉法我是俄米伽是起始是终结。
Not only does he say that, in chapter 1 verse 11 he says this.
在第一章第十一节他又这样讲。
I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last.
我是阿尔法我是俄米伽是起初是终结。
And then at the very end of the Bible,
圣经的最后,
Revelation 21 verse 6,
在第21章第6节,
and he said unto me, it is done. Think of that word of encouragement. It is done.
他又对我说, 都成了。
I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end.
我是阿拉法, 我是阿米伽, 我是初, 我是终。
And then in the very close, he says this in chapter 22, verse 13.
在第22章13节,
he puts them all together to encourage us even the more.
他在最后的时候这样来更多地勉励我们。
And he says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end.
我是阿拉法, 我是欧米伽, 我是首先的, 我是末后的, 我是初, 我是终。
He is the divine workman.
他是工作的成就者。
And not only that,
不仅如此,
He gives the divine power.
他也给我们神圣的能力。
The Lord Jesus said this before He went to the cross.
主耶稣在上十字架之前, 祂这样讲。
He said, I'm going to go to the Father.
我要到父那里去。
And I'm going to ask the Father to send another Comforter.
父就会差遣另一位保惠师。
And that Comforter is going to be with you.
那个保惠师就要与你同在。
And that Comforter is going to be in you.
那个保惠师要住在你的里面。
Can you imagine a greater word of encouragement?
这是何等大的勉励。
The promise of the Father is this.
父神是这样的应许我们。
That God the Holy Spirit would come and live in us.
三位一体的圣灵要住在我们的里面。
This is the word of encouragement.
这是何等大的勉励。
Not only is He the divine workman that does the work,
不仅他是那个做工者,
He gives the divine power,
他给我们神圣的能力,
to take up full-time residence in us.
只住在我们的里面,
That we might have all the resources to live the Christian life.
我们可以有一切的依靠来过这个基督徒的生命。
2 Corinthians 3 puts it like this.
在哥林多后书的第三章。
Now the Lord is the Spirit, but where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all looking on the glory of the Lord with unveiled face, are transformed, listen to this, according to the same image, not a copy, not an imitation, according to the same image, from glory to glory, even as by the Lord the Spirit.
哥林多后书第三章17到18节说，主就是那灵。 主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，容上加容，如同从主的灵变成的。And
finally, he does one other thing.
最后神还有一件事情。He
gives the divine promises.
他给我们有神圣的应许。Listen
to this verse.
我们来听这节圣经。
2 Peter 1 verse 4
在彼得后书第一章第四节。
Through which he has given to us the greatest and precious promises. But it doesn't end there. That through these we may become partakers of the divine nature. 2 Peter 1 verse 4 Did I give you the wrong verse? 2 Peter.
Okay. 彼得后书第一章第四节，因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。The
King James Version puts it this way.
我的圣经版本这样讲。
Exceeding great and precious promises.
是讲到又宝贵又极大的应许。
We could spend the whole weekend talking about the precious promises.
我们可以整个这几天都讲神的应许。
Just think of the one in Hebrews 13 verse 5.
在希伯来书第13章第5节。
I will never leave you or forsake you.
希伯来书第13章第5节说，我总不撇下你。
Or think of the promise at the end of Matthew.
在马太福音的最后,
28, in chapter 28, the last verse.
马太福音第28章最后,
I will be with you all the days, even to the completion of the age.
这里讲到我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Or you think of Jeremiah 31.
在耶利米书第31章,
I will give a new covenant to the house of Israel.
我要给以色列家一个新约,
not according to the old covenant.
不是照着旧约,
I will write my law into their hearts.
我要把律法记在他们的心板上。
I will put my law in their inward parts. Verse 33, and I will write the law upon their heart.
我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上。This
is how we are conformed to His image.
这就是我们怎样来磨成他的形象。It's
as we lay hold of these exceeding great and precious promises. I think the greatest promise in the Bible is this.
我认为在圣经中一个最大的应许是这样。
It's that one in 1 John 3, 1 through 3.
是在, 约翰一书,
it says, we shall be like him.
约翰一书讲到,
for we shall see him as he is.
这个应许就是我们将来要必要见他。
You know, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
it's one thing if I make you a promise.
我要是来应许你是一件事情,
it might last till we get out the door.
或许在我走之前, 还可以,
but it's quite another thing if God makes you a promise.
但是若是神应许你,
Hebrews chapter 6 says it's impossible for God to lie.
希伯来书第六章讲到神不可以背弃自己。
And it even says more than that.
并且他这样讲,
it says, by this we might have strong encouragement.
我们就可以接着这个可以大得勉励。
Well, this is the burden the Lord has laid upon my heart.
这就是
Conform to the image of his son. Likeness purposed. We need to see that this is the purpose for us as believers. This is the end for us as believers. This is the reason everything happens to us as believers.
这是我们作为信徒发生在我们生命中的每一件事情的原因。
This is what Romans 8 tells.
这是罗马书第八章告诉我们的。
We need to understand the divine law.
我们要明白这个神圣的律。
It's the law of life.
是生命的律。
It's its life he puts in us.
是他的生命他放在我们的里面。
It changes us just like him.
就把我们改变成知道像他一样。
We need to understand the divine image.
我们要来明白, 神的, 神的像。
There's only one image.
只有一个像。
There's no copy.
没有,
There's no imitation.
没有, 仿制品。
It's for him as we sung to stamp his own image deep in our heart.
是讲到基督的讲的神的像, 深深地坐在我们心里。
And then we need to understand the divine process.
那我们还要来了解我们神圣的过程。
He is working everything to that end.
他为此来一直在做工。
And he has made every provision for that to happen.
他为此为我们预备了一切的供应。
As the divine workman,
作为一个, 做工人,
giving us those divine promises,
给了我们, 这神圣的应许,
putting within us that divine power,
也给了我们这个从神而来的能力,
this is the reason we can believe this can happen.
这就是我们原因,
may the Lord help us.
愿主帮助我们,
Lord, we commit this word to you.
主我们把这些话都交在你的手中。
We pray you would really cause us to see your purpose.
主我们祷告让我们能看到你永远的目的。
We really pray that you would work in our life.
主我们也求你在我们生命中做改变的工作。
That all things would work together for good.
使得万事互相效力。
To those who love God and are called according to his purpose.
叫爱神的人得益处就是按照你旨意被召的人。
And in the end, our prayers like that hymn we sung.
到最后的时候,我们的祷告就像我们刚才唱的诗一样。
Stamp thine own image.
是把你自己的形象。
Deep in our heart.
深深地坐在我们的心中。
For we ask this in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉你宝贵的名求。
Amen.